5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Clifford May, president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, a man who is a national security and terrorism expert. Good morning to you, Cliff. How are you?
I'm well. Good to be with you guys.
Well, let's set aside for a moment the attack in Minnesota, which was a knife attack. I want to come back to that if I could, but let's talk about New York City explosion, New Jersey explosion, five devices found this morning, people arrested. As you look at all of the information that is now in the public record, what do you draw about these attacks, which appear to be pipe bombs and pressure cooker bombs that apparently were triggered by phones?
Because of the similarities among the events and because of other things we know, these are probably acts of terrorism, but they're not that yet. People forget what terrorism actually means. Terrorism means an act of violence directed against non-combatants for political motives. If you don't have a political motive, it's not really an act of terrorism. Now, this probably is, but we don't have that yet. In other words, a serial murderer, a Hannibal Lecter, he inspires terror, but it's not really terrorism because it doesn't have the political motive. If I can go back to what happened in Minnesota and the stabbings, that sounds more clearly like terrorism because, after all, you have the guy screaming Allah Akbar, and you had him asking, according to Reuters, whether his victims were Muslim, and you have the news agency, it's really a website, that the Islamic State puts out, Amaq, claiming that those injured were stabbed by a soldier of the Islamic State who carried out the attack in response to calls to target nationals of the Crusader, in other words, Christian coalition.
You would include religious motives in. I mean, you said political motives, but in this case, I mean, one can have yes. Religious motives that are not necessarily directly linked to a political end.
Well, yes, but this is also very important. If you are a jihadist, if you are an Islamist, you do not make a distinction between the religious and the political. They are fused. You don't have a separation of mosque and state.
The religious is the political.
Mosque and state. Yeah. It's the same thing. You're trying to bring down the Crusader powers, the Zionist power. You're trying to destroy them, and you're trying to establish a caliphate. You're trying to establish a religious and political entity that will have power in the region and eventually in the world. In other words, they fuse the political and the religious.
Let's continue talking about Minnesota, I think, because I think you're right. It is much more cut and dry on what we're talking about here. We know that there is a very large Somalian community there in the Twin Cities area. Do we know exactly what linkage this suspect had to the Somali community, and whether this is there's a large contingent of Somalis who were sort of linked with whomever this guy runs with?
We don't know that for sure. We do know that spokesman for the community there came out and apologized and expressed regret and chagrin that somebody from their community would do this. There have been instances in the past of particularly young people from the Somali community going to fight back in Somalia. If that were the case, he could be involved with the Islamic State. There's also Al-Shabaab, as you may know, which is a jihadist movement inside Somalia. You know, it's important, I think it's useful, we tend to use the Arabic terms. Shabaab means the youth. Taliban means the students.
Yeah.
Fatah means conquest. In other words, all these groups tell you something about who they are with the names.
Well, I just want to point out that the Minneapolis Star Tribune did talk to the man, the attacker's apparent father, and he said that his son was Somali. They are Somali family. His name, he identified his son as Ahmed Adnan. and he was born in Africa and lived in the U.S. for 15 years.
Yes, and obviously did not integrate well and did not assimilate well, and that presents a real problem when you think about about taking in these immigrants, because you may even vet them and find that it's okay when they get here, and then at a certain point when they realize, boy, I've got the choice between going through college and maybe going through a little graduate school or going to pharmacy school, getting a mortgage, having kids, or I can join the most glorious enterprise of all, the development of a new caliphate that will rule the world. Which do I want to do? They may decide on the latter, and often to the great chagrin of their parents, who would want no part of that.
Just for clarification, the father's name is Ahmed Adan. The suspect right now is Dahir Adan. He's 22 years old. Right. Going to New York now, the things that we're starting to hear from sources within the New York Police Department and the FBI is that we're talking about either pipe bombs or bombs that were fashioned out of pressure cookers and put into backpacks. Of course, that recalls exactly what happened with the Sarnievs at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Those guys were kind of trained by the separatist movement in Chechnya, right? But you don't have to really be trained to do devices like this, do you, Cliff May?
Well, you can self-train, and that's part of what we don't know. I think it's useful to think of four categories of attacks with descending connections to a network. So the first category of attacks consists of operations in which the attacker was trained and he was dispatched by an organization, clear cut. The second category, the attackers are in touch via social media with virtual planners. They help set targets. They determine the timing of the attack. They provide some technical assistance. Third category, operatives are in contact with a militant group online, but they're not getting specific instructions about the attack. And finally, the fourth category, these are more or less the true lone wolves. They don't ever communicate with jihadist networks, but that doesn't mean they don't avail themselves of what there is online, how to make a bomb in your mom's kitchen kind of thing.
Wow. I just want to add, apparently Fox News now reporting that some kind of raid is now underway in Elizabeth, New Jersey, as in connection with all of this. So we'll keep on top of the breaking developments. Thank you, Clifford May. Always a pleasure.
Good to be with you guys.
It's 6:44 on WMAO.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances.
Save big.